U of North Carolina cancels in-person classes days after students arrive due to coronavirus spike. By Tom Sicata on August 19, 2020. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill told students that they would be required to leave campus just a week after they arrived due to a spike in coronavirus cases on campus. According to the university's press release, most students who have tested positive have demonstrated mild symptoms. According to a report by CNBC, officials at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill told students this week that they will be asked to leave campus just days after they arrived. In a press release, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill said all courses for the fall semester will take place online. The university decided to cancel in-person class gatherings after a spike in coronavirus cases on campus. In just the past week, August 10 to 16, we have seen COVID-19 positivity rate rise from 2.8% to 13.6% at campus health. As of this morning, we have tested 954 students and have 177 in isolation and 349 in quarantine, both on and off campus, the university wrote in the press release. So far, we have been fortunate that most students who have tested positive have demonstrated mild symptoms. NBC News reported on Tuesday that the University of Notre Dame was forced to make a similar decision as a result of a spike in coronavirus cases. 146 students have tested positive for the virus, but none have required hospitalization. Notre Dame hopes to resume in-person classes on September 2. Breitbart News reported in July that residents of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, had expressed concern that students would accelerate the spread of the virus in the community. The idea that 20,000 18 to 20-year-olds will suddenly be walking around Chapel Hill coming from all over the country is frankly terrifying, one resident said. The university should be ashamed of itself for prioritizing student tuition and money over the lives of Chapel Hill citizens. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates.